I'm so excited to welcome you to Chapter 10, Enhanced Results, Profits, and Impact. Let's kick it off with a quote by Ricardo Semler, CEO and majority owner of Semco SA. Growth and profit are the product of how people work together. Let's get started with tip 78. Use Parkinson's Law as a time creation machine. I love this. Parkinson's Law means that tasks will take as long as you have time available for them. For example, if you think that writing a research proposal will take 4 weeks, it actually will take 4 weeks. Have you ever experienced that? If you're forced to do it in 1 week, you magically manage to complete the task in a week without sacrificing quality. Of course, you could drive this idea too far, too. Parkinson's Law is really about this. Will it really take as long as I think it will? How much, how little time do I truly need for this task? Challenge yourself with that question and measure the time it actually takes. Take care of the task as effectively as possible and use it as a measure in the future for this or similar tasks. Here's the quote, Parkinson's Law. Work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. This is the definition as published in The Economist. This leads us to tip 79. Batch your tasks and save heaps of time. Batching is another time creation machine. For example, it is much faster to read a group of emails in one sitting rather than reading each as it comes in. If employees are expected to interrupt their work and read an email every time one comes into their email box, they will be less effective overall. The same is true for yourself, of course. Too many interruptions cut profits significantly. You can decide to build or grow your company based on a no or low tolerance policy for interruptions by instituting a batching mindset. Place the standard for response to email, say, at 10 minutes at the end of each two-hour period. People will soon learn that this is the way things work and not expect an immediate answer. You need to agree with your team on how to handle truly urgent communications and, most importantly, work on making suddenly urgent matters a rare exception rather than the rule. Batching applies to many things, not just reading and responding to emails, of course. It is also an antidote to multitasking. When you do the batch task, for example, invoicing, focus on the job at hand. Don't read email, answer the phone, or talk to colleagues. Are there exceptions to that? Sure. But as a whole, discourage interruptions. If you plan better, the necessity for urgent interruptions will decrease dramatically. If employees realize that both profits and greater work-life balance are the payoff of such enhanced practices, most are happy to make the necessary behavioral changes. The same is true for you. Here's the quote. Your success with batching, whether laundry, phone calls, or email, will depend on two factors. Your ability to train others to respect these intervals, and much more difficult, your ability to discipline yourself to follow your own rules. This was said by Timothy Ferris, author of the amazing book called The 4-Hour Workweek. Tip 80. Don't reinvent the wheel. Innovation is very near and dear to our hearts. All of us have a lot of ideas all the time, and many of them are actually quite good and innovative. The question is, what sort of innovative ideas do you need to fulfill your purpose? Come up with several answers, then choose the path that seems straightforward. Remember the KISS, keep it simple, sweetie, principle? When you're working toward a goal, do you sometimes make it harder on yourself than necessary? Do you waste time on reinventing the wheel? It will pay dividends in time and energy to consider what others have done in your situation that can meet your needs. Often you can take a ride on the shoulders of giants who have accomplished what you are striving to achieve. Learn from their experiences and keep it simple. If you have two choices that will both basically accomplish the same goal, but one of them is more difficult, I invite you to take the simpler route. Don't reinvent the wheel, just realign it. That was said by Anthony J. D'Angelo, and he's an author. Tip 81, evaluate the payoff of tasks that are done in your business. Another critical step for a top-notch CEO is evaluating the payoff of tasks that are performed in your business. Usually, we find business owners and their team do not need to work harder. We find that there are some overlooked ways that will enable them to work smarter. Are you focusing your marketing and sales efforts, for example, on business opportunities that are the most profitable? Do you know which ones are most profitable and what the ideal client profile looks like? Or are you so swamped by tasks identified by either you or someone else as urgent, quote-unquote urgent, that you can barely address important but non-urgent tasks? Learn to distinguish what is important from what seems urgent but is not necessarily important. Your business profits will increase as a result of that distinction. Here's a quote by Stephen R. Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Most of us spend too much time on what is urgent and not enough time on what is important. You know this principle. Think about how does this really apply in your business. Tip 82, eliminate unnecessary tasks. An evaluation of your business may reveal opportunities to eliminate unnecessary work. Such evaluation is best done with fresh eyes, ideally by an external consultant trained in fresh eyes assessment. I'm not saying this here to pitch you anything, but it's just true that you are too close to your own business to have truly fresh eyes. The same is true for my own business. I'm too close to my own business. For example, you might discover that the same data is entered several times. More than likely, this is unnecessary work. Often an older method of data entry or any other task retained from the early days of running the business needs to be tweaked or replaced with a more effective method. Check out the call to action section in the back of the book to learn more about the Fresh Eyes Assessment tool. Of course, you can ask me during our session. Here's the quote. Never automate something that can be eliminated, and never delegate something that can be automated or streamlined. Otherwise, you waste someone else's time instead of your own, which now wastes your hard-earned cash. How's that for an incentive to be effective and efficient? This was said by Timothy Ferris, author of the 4-Hour Workweek. Very interesting. Don't automate something that can be eliminated. Never delegate something that can be automated or streamlined. Tip 83, improve efficiency. Develop your potential to its fullest. The more efficient you can become with tasks that actually matter, the better job you will do. Be efficient with your time by not procrastinating, and efficient with your effort by staying focused. Honor your time and make certain that your clients honor it too. Quote, one thing is sure, we have to do something. We have to do the best we know how at the moment. If it doesn't turn out right, we can modify it as we go along. Franklin D. Roosevelt, 32nd U.S. President. Tip 84, support women who want to, quote-unquote, lean in and raise great kids. Regardless of whether you're a male or female CEO, we want to lay this one close to your heart. Support women who want to lean into their career, women who have ambition, talent, and desire, and who also want to have kids and be great moms. In their book, Rework, Jason Fried and David Heinemann Hansen say, workaholics aren't heroes. They don't save the day. They just use it up. The real hero is home because she figured out a faster way. End of quote. And I say, exactly. And this is also true more and more for men who want to do great in their careers and be excellent parents. Also remember, it has long been proven that teams composed of qualified men and women simply perform better. Their strengths complement each other. Not hiring a woman into a position of great responsibility because she might get pregnant at some point is, well, we're sorry to say, not smart and antiquated. Rather, transform your company into a fun and effective place to work, one where people, both men and women, feel a great deal of purpose, growth, and satisfaction. Implement profitable work-life strategies, which we will talk about in the next chapter more, that take into account the needs of women employees, and as I said, male employees as well. You will be able to attract and retain the best talent, impact the world positively with what you have to offer, rake in the profits, and have fun. Wow! Okay, so here's a quote by Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Facebook, author of Lean In, Women, Work, and the Will to Lead. Here it goes. The gender stereotypes introduced in childhood are reinforced throughout our lives and become self-fulfilling prophecies. Most leadership positions are held by men, so women don't expect to achieve them, and that becomes one of the reasons they don't. End of quote. And I say, it is time to change it. I know it's already changing, but it's time to change it even more. So with this, that's the end of this chapter. I look forward to discussing these tips with you during our next session. Please make sure to keep adding your thoughts to the worksheet, which is at the end of the book, and I also supply it to you in electronic form. I look forward to seeing you. Ciao!